Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Madam has arrived. You got through the traffic?
I did.
You did.
Thanks for waiting for me.
Oh, we were never going to go without you. We would have gone into the next programme, so you have nothing to worry about. Emma Creamy, will you stay with me now for the moment?
Oh, it'll be a pleasure.
I have things to do first, and then we shall have, as well as that, we have all the time in the world now.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone. But like no one.
9:54. They are Sinead. Morning.
Good morning again.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Tall, what have you got?
Well, slow but moving on the M50 southbound from the M1 interchange to Junction 6 Blanchardstown. There's a breakdown at Junction 5 Finglas. Same story on the N7 inbound. It's slow there from Junction 7 Kill to a breakdown at Junction 1A Newlands Cross. It's in the left lane. Busy as well on the N4 inbound now from Junction 5 Leek Slip to Junction 2 Liffey Valley. In Cork, heavy on the N28 northbound between the Hilltown turnoff and the Rochestown Road slip. We have reports of a collision at Carr's Hill. There are delays as well on the lower Glanmire Road from the Glanmire roundabout towards the Michael Collins Bridge. In Galway, expect an inbound queue on the N6 for about 2.5 kilometres or so before the Coola roundabout. And finally, in Limerick, it's the same story there. Slow heading in on the Tipperary Road from before the Killonan Cross to the old Ballysimon Road junction. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
That's great, Sinead. Talk to you later. In a bit. Cheers for now. Thank you. We say slal around here, of course.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Providing financial choice to the over 60s.
Hey, is your Aunt June still coming to Christmas dinner?
Yep, and her new boyfriend.
I'll get the extra chair.
And his daughter.
Okay, and some plates.
Plus her boyfriend. And his two mates, their girlfriends, their neighbours, their second cousin's twin sisters, the mailman, Glenn from down the road, his primary school teacher, my personal trainer, his dog, his accountant Bill, and that lady I met in the bus.
Right. We're going to need to go to IKEA.
From extra plates to bedding and everything in between, get guests ready.
Oh, and Grandma's staying over?
IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now then. I was saying to you earlier on that Emma Quinn was coming in and we played music to cover her absence. No, I'm only joking. You're welcome.
Thank you, Marty.
It's lovely to see you here today.
I'm just delighted to be here.
Oh, I'd say
delighted to be here.
After the traffic, you're probably delighted to be anywhere.
Well, out of the car, for starters.
Stuck in it. Listen, you're home. You're not Genevaing these days, are you?
I'm home in Monaghan, Carrickmacross.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I'm a dub, but then I'm a blow-in in Carrickmacross, but I'm very welcomed there.
But that's home now.
That's home now. Noel is still in the EBU, so he's back and forth, and we're back and forth to him. So it's a busy life, but listen, it's great.
I know that. Is he Genevaing? Is that what he's based on?
He's based in Geneva, So
do you must miss going out in the mornings on your little paddle thing that you used to go out into Lake Geneva?
Oh, my paddle board. I do miss the lake, it has to be said. I do miss the lake. Now, the Irish countryside is beautiful to wake up to, too, mind you.
How long are you there?
5 years.
Long time.
5 years.
Long time. Whole change. Well, I mean, his nibs literally running the EBU is a kind of you have to be in the centre of things.
He's a busy little bee.
And Noel, who is late of this parish and a friend to many of us, he's also, of course, next year is going to be in Switzerland.
The Eurovision is going to be in Switzerland. It's going to be in Basel.
In Basel. That's very true.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to that. In fact, there's a junior Eurovision. Did you ever hear of that?
Yes, yes, we did.
And Tichy Cahir have it.
That's correct.
As a fantastic singer this year. Her name is Enya Cox Dempsey, and she has an absolutely brilliant song, Aron Aonthach. And it's called Lechela. And that's going to be on this Saturday night. So I think, I don't know what time, but on Tichy Cahir. But myself and the girls are going to go out to see it in Madrid.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that.
That's fabulous. You do want for a bit of good weather. Now, listen, let's talk about this. Let's talk about Songs of Winter Dreaming, which is a completely different thing because you're coming down with snow on this.
I'm coming down with snow, yeah.
Now, I have to ask, because I will be asked, is that real snow?
No, that's not real snow.
Oh, don't. Are you serious?
Oh, it's real snow, Marcy.
Oh, it's real snow. Yeah. Good. That's what I like about Emer. She sticks to her guns every time. Listen to me. You've taken new music and old music, which is very lovely, and a really good way to do this. When's the CD going to come out?
So the music is out streaming this Friday,
right.
And the CD is released next Tuesday night. I have a launch concert in Drake and Blanchardstown.
Oh right.
And the CD is available from then. But you can hear it on all streaming platforms from this Friday. But today, I think we're going to get a bit of a preview just from our listeners.
I have to compliment you. Firstly, we were listening to it yesterday.
Thank you.
The title track, which you wrote.
I did, yeah.
Is beautiful.
Oh,
and no, but it's that thing, because I know you collaborate with Brendan Graham. I know
yes.
You collaborate, but it's to take something like to write something of the season, and I know you're very spiritual and all that, but to write something new of the season, not easy, because as the fella said, it's been done. When you sit down to do that, to decide that I want to write something completely fresh. The inspiration, obviously, is, I suspect, maybe where you've been in winters of
yes.
the last few years, maybe, I don't know. But where does that come from? Because it's not easily done.
Do you know what it is, actually, Marty, is that I found, when I first started releasing Christmas music, it was 2007, when I released my version of Oh Holy Night.
Yes.
And then I toured with that album for a long time, and I've been meeting audiences every year and become part of kind of a Christmas ritual for a lot of people, and I see a lot of familiar faces, which is absolutely gorgeous. But an awful lot of people are... the society is becoming more secularised,
yes.
And an awful lot of people want to find a way into the season and make sense of it in a different kind of a way. And so I found that I wanted to recreate a new piece of music that was about the sentiment of the season, that wasn't necessarily only to do with the carols and the nativity. And so I do have things that are to do with carols and the nativity. Clearly it's Christmas, that's what
yes,
it is.
Of course, yeah.
But the spirit of the season and the time for contemplation at the end of the year, and that idea of connectedness and going back to kind of origins of who we are and letting everything else fall away and remembering, just as the symbolism of the nativity allows us to do, to remembering the humanity in each other. And so I wanted to create something that was kind of secular, but very much of the kind of season, that we could already start to kind of find a way into the season.
And that we could all embrace.
And that we could embrace. And
yeah.
it's just a song about seeing the humanity in each other and the connectedness.
And I think in the world we inhabit today, but the world we are going to inhabit
yeah.
over the next number of years,
yeah.
we have to be super conscious, perhaps, more than up to now,
well, that's
of
it.
The need to do that. And
be aware of the division.
Uh-huh.
The division around us. Like, but people would have us pushed further into our corners because it's easier to kind of herd us around.
Yes.
Whereas I think the most radical thing would be to try and just look across the aisle and see humanity and try and connectedness. And that's, for me, the power of music. That's, for me, the whole reason I do music is to find a connection with people.
I know. I'm going to play this now. We're blown away by it. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, this is the title track. It's called Song of Winter Dreaming. It's quite lovely.
No,
Song of Winter Dreaming, Emer Quinn. Music and lyrics by Miss Quinn. Songs of Winter Dreaming, which is the brand new album, which is released officially at your gig. That's the release date.
On the 19th of, Tuesday. Next Tuesday at Drake and Blanchestone. But it'll be available to stream, yeah.
Are you doing more events over the Christmas?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Are you?
I'm all around the country.
Look at you.
In churches and cathedrals. Oh my God. So I'm starting down in St. Multo's in Kinsale on the 1st of December. Can't wait to get to West Cork. And then I'm in Carlow on the 5th. And then I'm back in Dublin in the Pepper Canister on Mount Street on the 7th, on Saturday the 7th.
Talk to me about that as a venue. I interviewed Jack L.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Newbridge the other day. And he's doing his a show from the Pepper Canister.
Wow.
It is, and I know it, I recognise it, because there's a lot of advertising agencies around that area, and I remember from the past. But it's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And everyone says that it's quite the moment when you have a concert in there.
It's a really beautiful acoustic. Yeah. I've been to concerts, but I've never given a concert in there, and so I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
So St. Stephen's Church is its actual official name, but everybody knows it as the Pepper Canister, given its shape.
That's right.
There at the bottom of Mount Street.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And I normally do a concert every year in the Pavilion in Dunleary, but this year I wanted to do a tour of sacred spaces.
Okay.
And so, I'm going to some really beautiful churches. After that, I'm in Ballinasnow in St. John's on the 12th of December, and I'm down in Ennis in St. Columba's on the 13th, and I'm in Ballycotton in C Church in Ballycotton, and the other churches that I'm in are, I'm in St. Bridget's in Kildare on the solstice, I'm in St. Finbar's in Carton,
St. Bridget's in Kildare, I know it well,
and I'll be on solstice night the 21st, and then I'll also have my annual concert in the Solstice Theatre in Navan, because I do one there every year for them.
Can I just say, you did all that without notes?
Yeah.
No, because most people come in and say, I can't remember where I am.
Well,
or someone would say, we'll get my people to tell me.
Well, I don't have people. I am my people.
You are your people. And I think that's very impressive. Because if you don't remember it...
It's either impressive or schizophrenic.
Well, no, it's impressive. Stick with impressive. Come here. And is it just you? Or is it? What way do you do these?
So every Christmas I go out with the Mamisa String Quartet.
Yes.
The gorgeous Mason sisters from Tipperary, Maria and Michelle Mason. And Marie-Louise Beau on viola and Shuan Arifa on violin. She also plays the concert orchestra. And then Robbie Overson, amazing folk guitarist from Scullion. He plays with me every year. I've been playing with Robbie since I released Winter, Fire and Snow in 1996.
For God's sake.
So, yeah, but they make, you know, the strings in that church setting just makes the most beautiful, lush sound. And we just actually... All five of them and me, all six of us, we just absolutely get lost in the music. It's just, it's dreamy for us, you
Sounds
know.
Wonderful.
And we really hope people turn up, but if they don't, we'll have a great night anyway.
Sing for ourselves. Now, this is like a quiz. This is like I'm testing you. When did you say you're in the Pepper Canister? Can you remember?
7th of December, Pepper Canister in Dublin. Come along, Marty.
What time is that at?
That's at 8. They're all at 8.
They're all at 8, okay.
Yeah.
And they're probably, about an hour and a half,
Well, because in a church you don't have an interval, you know, so it's not like in the theatres where, you know, they'll open a bar and stuff in the interval. In the church,
it's
it goes right
upon,
through.
It's
so,
frowned upon in churches. Yeah.
Well, unless you crack open the altar wine.
That's also frowned upon, apparently. You can't do that.
And I don't think we'll be doing that. So, an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes.
So listen, talk to me about Eochewan. This is the first track, the opening track.
So the opening track of the album is called Eochewan in Mehelfaldo. Yeah. And it's a song that actually was written for the primary school curriculum. The music was by Bernard Sexton and the lyrics are by Antin Afarakon. And I heard it when my children did it in school, in the Gael School in Carrickmacross, when they were there. And I always loved it and thought I'd love to do something with it. And I love the simplicity of the lyric. And it's about, you know, Mary on the back of the donkey seeking shelter. And so it made me start thinking about, you know, when we were young, how we used to always put the candle in the window for those seeking shelter at Christmas. And it made me think about everybody here who is seeking shelter, and particularly the Ukrainian people who came. And so I began to think about the sound that I wanted to create, that I'd once heard this beautiful instrument called a bandura, which is a Ukrainian harp. It's a kind of like a psaltery, like a sitar, but upstanding with a bass handle on it. And so I found this amazing bandura player called Tatiana Mazur, and she lives in Kharkiv. And so I reached out to her and sent her sheet music, and she recorded it for me. And so we have this, it's really, really, it's emotional for me. It's this beautiful connection between Ukraine and Ireland.
And how did you find her?
So I just searched online to find somebody who could play. And then I reached out to her when I found her. And
again,
yeah.
You're a DIY merchant. Yes. You have to do, that's fantastic.
The tentacles are everywhere.
Well, that's fair enough. What's her name again?
So her name is Tatiana Mazur.
Tatiana Mazur. Mm. And this is arranged by you.
I arranged this.
Okay, so this is the opening track on the albums, Iach Uainn, Mehul Fadó, from Songs of Winter Dreaming from Ian McQueen. Have a listen to this. Lovely. That's just lovely. That's Iach Uainn, Mehul Fadó featuring Tatiana Mazur. And it's Ian McQueen. Of course, the music, it's Bernard Sexton.
Bernard Sexton's the composer.
That's right.
Yeah, and Antonia Farrakhan
with the lyrics. It's absolutely stunning. By the way, I meant to say thank you. Thank you for the victuals.
Oh. No,
but this is all healthy. Typical is Emma Quinn. It's all healthy stuff.
Well, Matilda's Bakery in Carrickmacross, I'm giving them a shout out because I mean, literally I go there every day.
Yeah.
But they do have the most amazingly delicious healthy things. But that's some of their lovely treacle bread. But that's Carrickmacross honey.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a big believer in honey for vocal health and for general immune system health.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. And they say that if you take local honey, it has actually in it all of the properties that you need to battle the microbes in your locality. That actually, because of the bees...
Is that the thing about local?
Yeah, local honey is local to your particular immune system needs.
We have a man coming in to us tomorrow, please God, called Paul Keane. And he has... he's a connection with... I'm trying to think. It's Sweden. He's a connection with Sweden.
Right.
An ambassadorial element to his career. And he's also a very high-powered solicitor and all the rest of it. But he had honeybees on the windowsill, but on the balcony of his building.
Right.
And he also he makes honey, I think, at home as well.
Yeah.
And he, like you, is a great believer in the merits of it. But it is about the local thing.
Mm. Local. Now, any honey is good.
Yeah.
But local is even more golden.
So will this only help people in Carrickmacross?
No. We're in the radius of whatever the East Coast.
In the vicinity of the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Your gas.
Yeah.
That's a lovely thing to do. That is fantastic.
Oh, you're so welcome.
But it is, but you see, your voice, your instrument, is so pure. Mm. If you don't mind it,
a bit of minding. And this time of year, with bugs coming home from school and everything, any singer will tell you.
How do you mind that?
Well, I take a tonic.
Yes.
I take my honey, and then I just keep. You see, I have a polo-neck on.
I do, yeah.
This time of year, I always keep my throat warm.
You see, here I am now in my open neck shirt, thinking I'm 27.
Well, you're looking fabulous.
Well, that's your eyesight leaving you, but it is that thing.
I get my glasses on. I'm sure you'll still be looking fabulous.
Spec savers. But the point is that you do have to mind.
Yeah.
The instrument, because without it, there is nothing. I often think about that in terms of what we do. If you can't speak, you're not on. Like, it's
I saw
simple.
Actually Miriam O'Callaghan had a post last week about when she was over for the election.
Yeah.
And she lost her voice.
But
she
travelled the whole distance. Talking night and day, you see.
Talking night and day. She had to get steroid injections, and that worked, apparently.
No way.
Yeah. But like Celine Dion got steroid injections, and her daughter had heard about this, so they rushed her off to get her steroids.
And that's what she did.
And it worked.
That's very good.
Yeah.
She'd be singing now. She'd be like Celine Dion.
Absolutely.
Miriam O'Callaghan live from the Eiffel Tower.
Absolutely.
Where'd you say?
I've heard you sing Sleep Gully and Braise before, actually. That
have you?
Yeah, have.
Oh, my golly, she'll be on the Christmas show next.
Yeah, she's a great pianist, Miriam O'Callaghan.
She is a very fine pianist. I didn't know she sang, though.
That's
fantastic.
She keeps that one quiet.
You could do what you want. Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
I'd love that.
There's another track I want to play.
Thank you.
But we have to check the traffic first before we do anything else.
Yes.
Thank you for the bread and the honey. It's just, like I said, we get all sorts here. We got Clonakilty black pudding the other day. We get a lot of chocolate, we just know how it was. But you're the first one now to take us down a different route, which may well be
set a trend now.
Mm-hmm. And keep us on the straight and narrow. Emma Quinn, staying with me. It's 9:20.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Sinead, we're back with you.
Hello
one more
again.
Time. Hello again. Do you want a bit of honey?
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
But to dribble everywhere, how would I give it to you?
Yeah, we'll have to get some sort of a cup or some sort of a vessel.
Get your cup. That's right, get a bag.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me, what have you got?
Well, watch out for emergency works this morning in Wexford on the M11 southbound between Junction 21 Arklow and Junction 22 Goree. The left lane is currently blocked. It's busy in Dublin on the Stillorgan Road inbound from UCD to the Marlborough Road Junction in Donnybrook. Same story on the Swords Road and on Dorset Street inbound. It's busy there from the Whitehall flyover to the North Circular Road Junction. Slow in Galway on the Headford Road southbound from Ballindooley Castle to Bourne the Drav. To Cork, where it's heavy on the M8 southbound for a kilometre or so before the Dunkettle interchange. And there will be a stop-go system in Cork today on the Mallow side of Charleville on the N20 at the Old Cork Road Junction until 7 p.m. because of works there. In Waterford, Ballyneety Bridge outside Dungarvan will be closed for works today. And speaking of works, in Donegal, the Killigordon to Dromore Road will be closed as well today. Diversions will be in place due to works there. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Sinead, thanks a million. Will we be joined by you tomorrow?
No, unfortunately not.
You didn't stay long.
No, I didn't. Just a flying visit.
And are you back on Friday?
I'm not sure. I think it's next week, maybe.
You were hanging around with management. It must be how you're able to do this.
I'm going up to the third floor now.
Third floor. Good luck.
Bye.
See you eventually. Life O'Reilly. Life O'Reilly. Now, speaking of, I have Emma Quinn with me. I want to take another track before we let her go. One of the joys of an album like this, I suspect, because it's all your baby, you can choose, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
You can make any decisions you want. I'm delighted that you have Mr. Loveland and Mr. Graham's piece of work still
I've
in there.
Done a new arrangement of Mary's Lament.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, why would you change that?
Just the arrangement. I wanted to write some string parts and do it with guitar. The original version that was with Secret Garden is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
It has that kind of baroque feel to it. And I didn't see the point in doing the same thing over again.
Sure,
so I have a fresh take on it.
Well, now, that's fascinating. I was talking to you. When you came in, we were playing Van Morrison.
Yes.
Who has a new album called New Arrangements and Duets.
Right.
So he's taken songs he knows. Songs of his own, obviously, mostly. Yeah, not pretty much all. But he's changed them.
Yeah.
Just to see.
I think it's a good thing to do. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I have, say, for example, on here as well, an arrangement of Away in a Manger, but it's in a minor key, so it's a completely different approach to Away in a Manger. There's
Beautiful.
A completely different arrangement of Auld Lang Syne. So I've taken carols that you might know and just treated them differently. And I suppose in many ways I wanted to also have an idea of, like that with the Song of Winter Dream, with that other song, is to have an idea of songs that you could listen to already in November, you know, when people are getting their Christmas trees up and everything, that aren't necessarily carols immediately. So that's why I have it as a mix.
Well, you've done that before, that idea that you can play these songs of winter.
Yes, exactly.
But they're not Christmassy, therefore. Yeah. Because none of us officially play Christmas songs until a certain time.
Well, exactly.
And then Christmas is practically over half
and
the time.
And Christmas is upon you. Yeah, it's already upon us, actually, would you believe?
Did you notice that as well?
Yeah.
There's a big carrot across as we speak, because it's everywhere.
You swap the pumpkin for the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
In fact, November 1st.
We're getting rid of a few of those lads' pumpkins today, in fact, because they're all rotten.
Mine are too.
Ridiculous.
I haven't thrown them out yet.
I'll see you at the pumpkin bank. So the final track I want to play for today, just to remind people, before we go any further, the album is out on
Friday stream, and then you can get the CD from next week if you want to order a CD.
That's right.
But it's released on Friday everywhere on Spotify.
And then you're going to your first gig
is in Drake and Blanchard's tent to launch the CD, and that's next Tuesday
evening. That's next Tuesday evening, 8
and,
o'clock.
And we have if you contact the box office, they've told me to tell you that there's a special launch offer of 2 tickets for €30 for your listeners.
Oh, very good.
So
in
Drake and Blanchard's tent.
Oh,
yeah. And then I start the Church and Cathedral tour on the 1st of December.
Right.
And that's starting off in St Multo's in Kinsale, then Carlow.
You don't do the meet and greet, do you? You don't do the meet and greet.
Oh, I do. That is the most important part of the gig for me. I wait around to meet everybody, sign CDs, shake hands.
It's a lovely thing to do. And I think people always get something special about it.
Mm.
They get a sense of connection with you.
Yeah.
It's a lovely thing to do.
That's my favourite part. So also, I feel such a connection with the audience during the performance. So it's a way of kind of nearly rounding it off, you know, because it just feels kind of incomplete. Everybody going home without me getting to meet them, you know.
Yeah, I think it's lovely. Do you know, it reminds me of a story in the Three Arenas some years ago. James Taylor played. And he comes with his huge band and all the rest of it. Packed Three Arena. And after the interval, he walked out on stage and he sat on the side of the stage. And people started going, is that James Taylor? And he just sat there for maybe 20 minutes and signed bits of paper and, hello, how are you?
Wow.
Isn't that just mad?
Yeah.
And then
he
went back to the band. The band came out, it started the second part.
Brilliant.
I just, what?
Yeah.
There are some individuals who do these kind of things, and I think it's a special thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last track we're playing is...
is El Cant dels Ocells, and it's in Catalan. So it's actually, people might know this. It's known as Song of the Birds.
Okay.
But you might know it from Pablo Casals' recording, famous from years ago. And it's extremely important to the Catalan people as a kind of a symbol of peace. And he's really revered by the Catalan people, the cellist Pablo Casals. And so this carol is sung in Catalonia every year at this time of year. Like, it's just really popular carol. But I've always loved the melody. And I have a great friend of mine who I met through living abroad, who is Catalan. And so she helped me with the pronunciation. Pronunciation of Catalan is very particular.
Right.
It's not like Spanish. It's not like French. It's kind of somewhere in between.
So it's El Cant dels
Ocells.
Ocells.
El Cant dels Ocells. Except you say Al Cant dels Ocells.
Of course, it's completely different to how
it's spelled. So it's completely different to how it's spelled. But she helped me with the pronunciation, and she said I got 100% in the end. So I
Look at you.
Yeah. But the thing
Prefect.
The thing that's so gorgeous about this is that it's with Robbie Overson,
who
I've been working with for a long time.
That's right.
Stunning guitarist. And so he brings a kind of Spanish-style guitar, Catalan-style guitar to it. And
traditional Catalan carol. We're playing a carol, but nobody will know.
Well, exactly.
That's a very sneaky way of getting into the Christmas spirit. Emer, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sorry you had to deal with the traffic, but it must have been joy.
It's just a pleasure. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Marty.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
And where are the spoons?